The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Blooming Rainbow. In fact, it is the last episode of Blooming Rainbow, unfortunately, but I just wanna, and you guys get thanked a lot at the beginning of the podcast, again at the beginning of the podcast, in the middle and at the end, but this time I really just wanna say thank you for listening. If you haven't listened to all the episodes, that's perfectly fine, but even if you're just listening to this one, I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the time that you have taken out of your day to listen to my podcast, because at the beginning, I never really thought that anyone was going to listen, and my content was kind of everywhere at the moment. I didn't really think about what I wanted to talk about, and I'm just really grateful that at least someone is listening, someone out there is listening, and I have been told by at least one person that my podcast made them, that they didn't even know me, yet they felt so loved. And honestly, that is enough. As long as one person felt that is enough for me, because that is all I wanted for this podcast, was for someone to feel comfortable, for someone to feel appreciated, and for someone to feel valued. I wanted someone to have a safe space where they could just listen or relate to someone that could possibly be going through the same thing they are going through. And if I was that person, that's great. That's amazing. Making more people like me feel safe and feel wanted is everything. Because like I've said in previous episodes, I never really got that, and I know my friends never really got that either. And to know that there's people who listen and who relate is crazy to me, because I forget that I'm not the only gay in the world. And I'm still trying to figure that whole thing out. And I think now more, I'm starting to understand what I'm trying to figure out. And I don't think, because a lot of people that I talk to about my dilemma, I believe that they think that I'm trying to figure out if I'm gay or not, when that is not the case, actually. What I'm trying to figure out is, so I know I like girls, but do I like guys is kind of the whole thing. And that's what I'm struggling to figure out now. Because when I think about it, it would have to be a very specific type of guy that I would be interested in. And maybe they do exist, but it would be very, very rare. But then again, sexuality is a spectrum, so it doesn't have to be 50-50 one way or another, you know? And it's very challenging when a lot of people don't understand that, or they simply just don't get it. But as long as I understand what my problem is, I think I'm okay. And that's something I tell my roommate as well, is that as long as I understand, or at least have a vague idea of what I'm feeling, then nobody else needs to understand it but me. And that it goes for you as well. It doesn't matter who understands or who doesn't. As long as you know who you are, that is enough. We are all enough, not because someone is telling us that we are enough, but we are enough simply because we are. We are all human beings, and we are all worthy, and we all deserve respect, love, and kindness. And no one can take that away from you. I mean, unless you do something like really bad, then I guess. But I think everyone listening to this podcast is a pretty good person. I mean, I don't know you, but I would hope and assume that you are a good person. And of course, we've all done some things that perhaps we're not proud of, but I try to live my life without regretting the things that I've done, because everything that I've done in my life, whether that be good decisions or decisions that have hurt me or others, have led me to be where I am today. And by saying that I don't regret things in my life doesn't mean I'm not held accountable for them. It just means, okay, I did that, it happened, and it has shaped me into the person that I am today. And the person that I am today is a person that I would have never thought that I could have been. A year ago, if you told me that I was doing this, if you told me the position that I was in, the friends that I have, I'm gonna go see Doja Cat today with my friends here up in college. If you would have told me that a year ago, I wouldn't have believed you. Because I was so scared that I wasn't going to find friends up here, or people that I like, or people that liked me, more importantly. And I'm going with a pretty big group of people that I all talk to, which is crazy to me anyway. But anyway, yeah, live your life. Just obviously hold yourself accountable, but try to understand that you already did something. What's done is done. What you've said is said. You can't go back. Sure, you can apologize, but you can't go back from the initial action. And because you know that now, maybe you'll be a little bit more careful with the things you do or with the things you say. And I think that's also part of maturing and understanding life, maybe. And this is my last episode of this podcast, which does make me sad, because I love this. I really do. It's nice to connect with people, even if you can't see that connection, because I know people are listening. Maybe one, maybe two. And like I've said before, that's enough. And this podcast, as much as it's probably helped other people, it's also helped me a lot too. I am more open to being vulnerable and open to being open and being honest and genuine to myself. About a day ago or so, it was the tree lighting day, I think. I don't remember when that was. I was having a little study session with this friend that's in our group, and I came out to him, and I was so scared. I was actually shaking and sweating and my heart was pounding, but I did it just because it's who I am, and I just wanted to make it clear. And it's not that I thought I owed it to him to tell him. It was just more something that I had to do for myself. And he got it. He was fine with it. Of course, it was kind of a shock, because you look at me and I don't think you think that I am part of the community or that I'm queer. Which is very funny. And I think that's one of the things that I've wanted to work on more. Not because I want other people to think that I am that way, but because I feel more comfortable that way. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I like being feminine, and I think I've touched on this a little bit on previous podcasts. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't, but when I was dating a couple months ago, it just hit me, what's today? Today's the 4th, so wow, it's been 3 months since we broke up. Crazy. Anyway, 4 months ago, when we were dating, I asked her and said, what if I come back not as feminine as I am now? Like, what if I leave for college, come back and you see me Christmas time and I'm not as feminine as I am now. And she looked me in the eyes and she told me, well, your femininity is something that I like the most about you. And I just don't think you'd be able to pull it off. And while I understand that she didn't mean any harm, it kind of hurt because she had made comments in the past talking about my femininity and the way that I put myself out there to the world or my body and things like that. And I don't know why it always kind of like gave me a little ick, because it felt as if I didn't look the way I did, if my body wasn't shaped the way it was, she wouldn't be with me. And that hurt, knowing that she would be willing to give up my love for that. And it sounds really corny, but whatever, that's how I felt. And when she said that to me, I was like, oh, fuck. So do you only love me because of this? But I understand that attraction is also very important. And I think I've learned that now. So I'm learning, definitely, and growing. But it hurt when she said that. And I think she realized it hurt. And then she kind of tried to fix it. And she said, oh, well, if it makes you happy or if you think you can do it, go ahead. But at that point, the damage was done. And now that we're not dating, I am feminine. Sometimes, most of the time, maybe. But now it's because I want to be, not because I feel forced to. But I also dress not masculine, but less feminine, I think you could call it. And it makes me happy. I don't know. I feel better about myself when I dress like that. I don't know why. It just feels right. Because I'll look at myself in the mirror when I'm dressed less feminine, and it just feels right. But I love being a woman. I love being female. I wouldn't give it up for anything. Just maybe don't want to dress as other girls do. And if you dress the way other girls do, that's perfectly fine. I'm not trying to shame you or anything. It's just for me, I think it's more of a learning who I am thing more than anything. And I just really hope that I'm able to find that peace within myself and that you're able to find that peace within yourself. And if you're listening to this, you're probably in college, and college is more than just books and tests and finals and jobs and things like that. It's also about finding yourself and finding that peace within yourself and knowing who you are. And maybe you won't get their freshman year. Maybe you won't get their sophomore or junior year. Maybe you'll get their senior year. Or maybe you'll be a super senior and finally know who you are. Or maybe you'll be 27 or you'll be 30, because everyone's paths are different. And I can't remember what Adele song this was. It's on her new album. You guys should really go check it out. I forgot exactly how it goes, to be honest. But when you're confused, just go at your own pace. I know that's not exactly how it goes, but it still holds the same meaning. When you don't know what you're doing, when you're confused, when you're upset, just go at your own pace. You don't owe the world to move faster than you can. And I think that's something I've learned as well, because I've had to drop friends for personal reasons. And well, I'll tell you what those personal reasons are. They just hung out with people that I knew weren't accepting of me as a queer person and where my family comes from. So why would I put myself in an unsafe situation knowing my friends weren't going to protect me from that? So I left. I left my ex-girlfriend because I didn't feel valued. I simply left those two situations and they moved on perfectly fine without me. And I always felt guilty for not moving on as fast as they did. But it's okay, because we all take our time to process things. We all take our time to deal with things the way we can. And it took me a long time to realize that. And I think now I'm talking about it on this podcast and I'm tearing up as I'm talking, because I cry about absolutely everything. I'm content, I guess you could say, about that part of my life. Content that I am able to understand and accept that it just takes me a little more time to deal with things, and that's okay. I'm an overthinker. That's just who I am. I try really hard to work on that, but that's just simply who I am. And it's okay. It's okay to move at a different pace. But anyway, this is the last episode of Blooming Rainbow. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope that you are able to be the best version of yourself that you can ever possibly be. I truly, really hope that you are able to do that. Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna cry. Oh my God. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Stephanie Nunez. And if you ever want to reach out for absolutely anything, go ahead. You can follow me on Instagram. It's, oh my gosh, I don't even know my Instagram thing. Stephanie.n.c. Yes, that is what it is. N as in noble. There you go. That works. Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other weekly student podcasts at radio.dominican. Alrighty, that's all for today's episode. Hope to see you next week. Stay gay, happy, and safe. Thank you.